There was a very low, large, high-pressure system that was in the Australian Bight that took about 10 days to cross the continent. Normally, during winter, you'd expect high-pressure systems to, the main path of them to be across the middle of Australia. This high-pressure system slipped through the system and it went across the Australian Bight. It took 10 days to cross the continent. And it basically dragged. It was very, very large as well, so that's what took so long to cross the continent. And it basically just dragged very cold, dry, stable air in from the Antarctic and dumped it onto the regions affected in Victoria and South Australia.
Now, obviously, you can't take extremes from one year and say that it's turning into a pattern, but with climate change, are we likely to see more frosts in the future? Is this then going to be a new normal?
Certainly, the research that we're seeing is that the high pressure systems are becoming larger than normal, and that is definitely from the hole in the ozone layer and the impact of the gases in the atmosphere, which basically expand the size of these high pressure systems, but also make them drop. So that what we're actually finding is that in general, the high pressure systems are staying lower for longer and not moving north in autumn, which creates our breaks to the season. And then in spring, they're dropping lower faster, so we have a earlier finish to the season. But so we're talking rainfall now, but associated with that can be very cold temperatures depending on where these high pressure systems are. Cold nighttime temperatures, but very warm daytime temperatures. And often around spring, what we see is a very, very cold night followed by a very hot day. So yes, on average, that frost incidence is that the frost window is likely to be extended for longer in most cropping regions. There are some areas where it will reduce. Yeah, and that's associated with these high pressure systems. Yeah, and even though minimum temperatures are increasing, it's these high pressure systems and their sudden sudden appearance that causes these frosts.
And with those bigger than usual high pressure systems that hang around for a long time, now at this point in the growing season when people really need rain, if there's high pressure systems around now, and so there's no rain coming when people really need it as well, is it a double whammy?
Often it is a double whammy because these larger than normal high pressure systems, they tend to be larger in El Nino type years. In El Nino type years, we do see more frost and we do see more hotter days. So yeah, it is a double whammy, unfortunately. And often when you have dry conditions, you have dry soil as well. And if you have warmer soil, if you have a bare, firm, moist, dark soil, it holds more heat and can release that heat up through the canopy at night. But in dry seasons, you tend not to have that moisture in the soil, so you tend not to have that buffering effect through the canopy to reduce the severity of the frost. But I did talk about also the research we did with agronomic practices, and delving can reduce frost by up to 80%. And has been up to 2 degrees warmer at canopy height. And delving is quite well known in the region, although there is a lot more opportunity for producers to potentially delve. About 70% of the soils in South Australia are conducive to delving, which means that they have clay beneath the soil surface of 70 centimetres, where you can delve that, bring that up through the profile of the soil, and that then allows the soil to hold more moisture and reduce frost. But the other benefit of delving is there's a lot of yield benefits with that as well. So that's one option with agronomic practices. We also looked at rolling and row spacing and stubble retention. All of those did have some buffering effect. But I think with the duration and intensity of this frost in August, I don't think really any of those agronomic practices could have really protected you 100% from frost. Though there's been a lot of discussions with producers where cold air drainage, where some areas were worse affected than others, and that meant that the cold air sort of drained into areas and just stayed there for longer. So really looking at how to drain that cold air off your property and perhaps incorporate some agronomic practices may provide some buffering.